Today we are performing a special initiation ceremony for our dear Sanatan Goswami from our Bhaktivedanta Manor in London. We begin the ceremony with this ancient Vedic mantra, Om apavitra pavitro va sarvabhastam katopi va yasmaret pundarikaksam sabhayabhyantara suchi. The meaning of this mantra is, whether one is purified or unpurified, or even having passing through all various situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified from within and without. This is the purpose of initiation. This is the purpose of our spiritual path. And in fact, this is the ultimate, most essential purpose of the human form of life, to become purified. Lord Chaitanya has said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajja Kabu Noi Sravanadi Sudhi Cheti Koriye Udoy. That pure, unalloyed love for God is within the heart of every living being. It is our essential, original nature to love God. It is the strongest propensity in everyone to find the pleasure of love within life. Why is that? Everyone is searching pleasure, from the insignificant insect to the greatest conquerors of the world. Everyone is pleasure seeking. Everyone wants to avoid and make arrangements to do away with those painful situations that interrupt our pleasure. It is because the soul is Sachidananda. Within the body is a mind which cannot be seen, cannot be experienced through gross sense perception. But subtler than the mind is the very essence of our consciousness, which is the soul. The very root of life. We are not these bodies, we are the eternal soul. As soon as the soul leaves the body, although all the components are there, the body is dead. So there are many subject matters to be studying in this world. But Bhagavad Gita explains, Raja Vidyadajaguyam Pavitramitam Uttamam, that this knowledge is the most important. It is the supreme and most essential of all forms of knowledge. To understand who we are, what is our nature, and what is real happiness. The soul is Satchidananda, it is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanata. The soul is part of God. Like the ray of a sun is an infinitesimal part of the sun planet that has the same quality but is always subordinate. Similarly, the spirit soul that enlivens life within our heart is part and parcel of God, qualitatively one with God, in that we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, but infinitesimally small. Therefore, Upanishads declare, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Ekubahunam Yogadati Kamam, that there is one supreme soul, or God, or Krishna, the all-attractive one, and there are unlimited souls, which is the conscious force within all species of life. And all the unlimited souls are eternally subordinate to the one supreme soul. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. Our eternal nature is servants of Krishna, or God. And service in its pure state is an expression of our love. Somehow or other, within this world, we have forgotten our identity in our relationship with God. Therefore, we have forgotten the eternal need of our heart, how to truly love. And we're searching, we're groping, we're longing for that pleasure. We're trying to find it through so many sensual and mental experiences. But however many experiences we have, it can never satisfy us. Dukalayam ashashvatam. Because all of these experiences have a beginning and an end. But our love for God is everlasting. That is what we are longing for. How have we lost that? It is through the process of conditioning within this world that we have become so much attached to the temporary. And therefore, lust, envy, greed, pride, anger, and illusion has polluted our hearts. What is purification about? Purification is to cleanse the heart of all of these unwanted, artificial contaminations, and allow the true nature of the self to shine. The process of initiation is to begin lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, and illusion. These contaminations have polluted our hearts. The purpose of life is to clean the environment of our heart. Lord Chaitanya explained that the mind is like a mirror. The purpose of the mirror is to see yourself. But when the mirror is covered with dust and debris, all you see is the dust and debris. The cleansing of the mirror simply allows you to see the reflection of your own true self. To cleanse the mind through spiritual practice is the means by which we can understand and realize practically the eternal love within our heart for God. And that is the purpose of initiation. Initiation is taking vows to begin a life of purification. We understand that God is none different than His names. Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. In all the great religions of the world, the name of God is holy. By chanting the name of God, we are actually associating with the Supreme. The name Krishna means the Supreme All-Attractive One. The name Hare is a name for the divine pleasure potency of the Lord, the Lord's female aspect that is the reservoir of all love and the bestower of all love. And the name Rama means the reservoir of all pleasure. By chanting these simple names of the Lord, we associate with the all pure and become purified. But we also must, while purifying our hearts, avoid putting further contamination in our lives. So we resolve at the time of initiation that we will endeavor with all sincerity to avoid immoral, ethical, or sinful activities, especially illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. And in the association of people who are aspiring for God realization, if we simply follow these principles, gradually we become cleansed. And gradually the true, effulgent nature of our Krishna consciousness is awakened. Today our Sanatana Goswami will be taking the second initiation, or Brahman initiation. The Bhagavad Gita explains the quality of Brahman. Samo damastapaso cham shantir arjavam eva cha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahmakarma svabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the Brahmins work. Krishna tells in Gita, Chatur Varna Mayastristam Guna Karma Vibhagasha, that Brahman is not simply to be categorized by one's birth, but by one's qualities and by the actions one performs within this world. To be Brahman, initiated, means to sincerely strive to live by these principles. The principle of cleanliness. Externally, we clean ourselves through bathing regularly, keeping the environment of our home or our temple, wherever we're staying, very, very clean. Why? Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Because we understand everything is the property of God. Nothing is mine. This body is meant to be a temple of God, in which the soul performs its worship and its service. So it is a service to God to keep the body very clean and as healthy as possible. Similarly, the home we live, or wherever we happen to reside, that is the property of the Lord. It is not mine to simply live in whimsically. If we're God conscious, or if we have qualities of Brahman, then as spotlessly clean as possible, we will keep every facility. This is the way of recognizing that it is the Lord's property. And internal cleanliness, cleanliness of the heart, comes through regularly bathing our consciousness, through hearing spiritual subject matters, by associating with spiritually minded people, and especially by chanting God's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is how we keep ourselves clean physically, mentally, and spiritually. truthfulness is an essential quality for one who wants to make real spiritual progress. Truthfulness means we do not lie and cheat for our own egoistic, selfish purposes, but we are simple and straightforward. A Brahmin is someone whose society can trust. People cannot trust you unless you're truthful. If you're speaking one thing and then doing something else, if you're speaking one thing but people don't know what your motivation is, how can they trust you? And if somebody doesn't trust you, how can they actually get spiritual encouragement and develop faith through what you say? So it is very important on all levels of life, there is honesty in our practical daily duties in life. We should be honest and live with integrity. Morality is a type of honesty also, that we do not want to defy the principles or the laws of God within this world. And especially, if we really want to be truthful in the highest sense, then we must understand what is the truth. To present the pure spiritual teachings of Bhagavad Gita and the holy scriptures is actual truthfulness. So yes, to enlighten people in understanding their spiritual nature, the supreme position of God, and their relationship, that is truthfulness. Simplicity is another very important quality. Simplicity means without duplicity, which really means no hypocrisy. We see in religions today how so many people are losing their faith because they find so much hypocrisy, even amongst religious leaders. I know where I am from in America in the 1960s. So many young people from relatively religious families lost their faith because they saw so much contradiction. We read about and talking about giving up sins, and yet people who go to the place of worship come home and engage in sins. We speak about kindness and compassion and forgiveness and humility, but we see so much false ego, so much competitiveness to fulfill our own selfish purposes, and engaging in many more immoral activities for our own aggrandizement. Yes, Brahman means simplicity, without hypocrisy, that we speak the truth and we live the truth. Austerity. Austerity means that these high spiritual principles are very difficult to sustain within life. But because we know it's right, it is our service to God and humanity to do it, we will do it. It is not a question of hard or easy. It is a question of what is right. Austerity means even if it is very, very difficult, we will live according to the principles of honor and truth. We will live in harmony with God's will. We will not compromise. Srila Prabhupada taught us we could be very liberal and tolerant and forgiving toward others' mistakes, but we should be very strict for ourself. Another quality of Brahman is knowledge. Brahmins are the teachers of society. It is not our position to speculate or simply give our own interpretations, but to carefully study the revealed scriptures and the commentaries by the great saints and repeat them in a spirit of service. And if we live by these teachings, we get realization. And those realizations can empower us to have a very great effect in enlightening and transforming people's hearts. This is actually what it means to take initiation as Brahman, to live by these principles of cleanliness, truthfulness, knowledge, austerity, and humility. A Brahmin should be very humble. Humility is practical application of knowledge. I am not the doer. We should all simply strive to be instruments of the mercy of the Lord. Instruments of the mercy of the great souls. That is humility. Trinarapi sunichena taror iva sihishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahadu. To be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this consciousness we could chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. So it is important for our spiritual development that we sincerely cultivate and develop these characteristics. We live by them as a vow in life. Because as we walk this path of life within this world, there will be so many temptations and so many obstacles. In order to cross over them and maintain our spiritual integrity, it is very, very important to take vows. And if we follow these vows, it will give us great, great strength, spiritual strength. Krishna tells in Gita, Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupashate tesham nityabhayuktanam yogakshemam bahamya. For those who are sincere and earnestly endeavor on this path, Krishna says, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. This is our hope. We all have so little for God to preserve, and so much that we lack. But if we're simply sincere, humble, honest, and endeavor to chant God's names, to hear God's glories, to remember the Lord, and to do His will, that sincerity will attract God's mercy. And it is that mercy that empowers us to fulfill our perfection in life. Two things are required to attract Krishna's attention. Two things are required to overcome obstacles. One is our determined, enthusiastic endeavor. And two is the mercy of Krishna. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna tells that if you endeavor with that sincere determination, if we have the proper humility of endeavoring as an act of devotion, then Krishna bestows his mercy. And it is that mercy that is all-powerful. It is that mercy that can carry us across all obstacles and save us even in the face of great danger and temptation. So we should be humble and understand that we are, in fact, completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. But we must understand that that mercy, we can access it perfectly when we express, according to our capacity, our sincerity, our enthusiasm to live purely and always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna by chanting the holy names.